through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Tim.
Morena. It's a hard T on that sting, eh?
Tim Bat. Two T's. Bat.
Yeah, but you can chill out on them. The French do.
Would you prefer a more like Timba.
Timba.
Okay, this has got weird. The media is absolutely wild this week, Tim. What is going on?
The media, BFM. Let's talk about it. It's interesting.
I just need the listeners to know that you have this smile on your face right now.
Don't tell them that.
It's just so... so great. So representative.
Hey, there's a lot happening, man. I don't have to scramble around the doldrums of the news going, oh, someone sent a tweet that I didn't like very much. No, there's been some big moves and big shakes within the space of about 20 minutes. It was the best of times and the worst of times.
It really, truly was.
MediaWorks announced that they are set to cut 130 jobs from their workforce, which I think constitutes about a fifth
it's
of the total
big.
Company.
That's
it's
a lot of jobs.
Huge amount of people. And then almost in the same media breath, we found out that Stuff has found a buyer. And that buyer is its own CEO, who has led an executive buyout of the company, which is really... from everything that I've read so far, cool.
Super cool. Yeah, I was going to say,
good news.
I have not seen a bad hot take about
so
this.
Just
everyone is loving it.
Clarify, does that mean Stuff is not owned by...
Nine Entertainment?
Yeah,
correct. Okay. When the dust all settles, when this deal gets completed, it means that there's a couple of things that I think Nine are retaining ownership of, and I'm pretty sure one of them is a print facility in Petone,
right.
In Wellington, and
ooh.
That will be rented back
okay.
for the use of... To the now New Zealand Stuff.
Cool.
But apart from that, all the big assets, people assets, all the journalism stuff that will now be in Kiwi hands. And it's not just good news that it's coming back into New Zealand ownership, but the CEO, Sinead Bosher, I haven't heard it said out loud. I've been reading articles, not listening to news, because I am an intellectual.
I was going to say, he reads, tips his fedora.
My ladies. She's taken a 40% pay cut, and staff salaries over 50 grand have been reduced by 15%. That we knew. The bit that she's announced as part of this package, the staff at Stuff will have a direct shareholder package now where they'll be able to buy a stake in the company, which is
comrade,
a good thing.
Comrade Stuff.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's really good news for a number of reasons. I mean, look, it aligns with my personal politics, but that aside, it puts Stuff in a very strong position to be able to negotiate with the government if they need packages down the line. It instills more of a sort of public utility behind them, and I think it means New Zealanders can more readily get in behind Stuff and support them without feeling icky.
Well, I think this is like one of the things that seems to be coming out of the like discussion around this is that people suddenly have a bit of an idea of how the kind of company is put together and what actually goes on behind the scenes. It kind of seems to be bringing a bit more transparency into like, where does this news come from? Who is actually producing it? Who's funding it?
Totally.
Well, it's kind of all laid out there in many ways.
That is a really good point, Rachel. And I think it's important at the moment because there's so much conspiratorial crap rolling around at the moment. And the media is not ever like fully deservedly so, but sometimes a little bit deservedly so, but it's always the boogeyman. It's like, oh, the media's feeding us lies. It's the 5G that's doing it. It's like, Jesus Christ, it's not a cabal. It's just a bunch of people being underpaid to report what's happening around the world
exactly.
around you.
Yeah.
So the stuff is good news.
Excellent.
The MediaWorks stuff is pretty bloody terrible, to be honest.
Yeah.
So once again, 130 jobs are going to be lost. The TV department isn't really being touched because they're trying to still prepare that for sale and get that into the hands of a buyer. I don't know who would buy that at the moment. Like, you're looking around, who's going to... Anyway, we don't need to dwell on that. But apparently the news department, News Hub, hasn't been touched much either, which only really leaves radio. Which is kind of interesting because traditionally radio has been the thing that has generated the income at MediaWorks. The television department usually is kind of a big prestige thing and maybe brings in a little bit of money, but all the coin really is made by the radio assets.
That is interesting.
It is interesting because I thought there was a bit of discussion around like what forms of media were going to be hard hit, TV was kind of one of the ones that people talked about being harder hit by this.
Yeah.
Not radio. So it's kind of interesting that...
I think the only reason that TV's been sort of insulated is because we've only got two big free-to-air players. One of them's TVNZ, and things are a little bit different for them because they are a state-owned enterprise.
Right.
So they'll always be a little bit sheltered.
Yeah.
And they're actually, from a business point of view, from what I can see, pretty smart. They didn't get as hard hit. They weren't loaded with debt or anything like that.
Right.
MediaWorks, the only reason we haven't seen that fall over is because they're just trying to protect this little thing that they're trying to sell to market at the moment. Otherwise, I think they'd be continuing to strip stuff off of that.
Mm.
Now, I must note that as the very wise Mark Jennings at Newsroom has reported on, MediaWorks has received a whole lot of concessions from the government and money, basically, in the face of all this COVID stuff. So they've already saved at least $12 million on fees not having to be paid to Cordia for licenses, basically on-air license fees. So that's $12 million there. They've also claimed $8 million for their employees on the wage subsidy for their 1,128 workers. And there is still an as yet unfleshed out but announced $11 million media something that the government is bringing forward.
So, which will obviously affect them.
Yes, exactly. So it's left a pretty bad taste in some people's mouths, and rightly so, because they have been able to extract a horrific amount of money out of the government, and now a whole bunch of jobs are being lost spite of all of that.
How do you get from those two things? What's the maths in the middle there that sort of leads to 130 jobs going? How does that happen? I don't know.
Being so catastrophically in the hole in the first place.
Right.
That even being given a pretty good ladder is nowhere near enough of a ladder to get your way out.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to give a shout out as well to Henry Oliver, who was the former Metro editor, has started a zine called Essential Services. And if you haven't seen it, you should. It's available for free at essentialserviceszine.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can download it as a PDF or view it as a web page. And he's picked up some of the old writers from Metro. And
oh,
it's
awesome.
Just, it's such a fantastic project. I think they've actually got a print version out around town as well.
Oh,
so
man.
If you see it out there, make sure you grab it. It's just so cool to see. This is radio, but I'm showing you guys the cover.
It's a very cool. It's got two big green gloves and a lot of sort of graphic services, essential services. Everything's yellow and bright, and it looks pretty cool.
I wish I had to.
Kind of looks like a comic book poster.
Oh, here we go. Artistic director, Alessandra Bernal.
Well,
so shout outs there. But go check out essentialservicesszine.com and support that new project because it rules.
Awesome. That is very cool. Well, what a big old week, and it's only Wednesday.
The media. But seriously, government, you need to hurry the F up with what this package is, because I tell you what, Chris Farfoy, no one could accuse you of running too quickly and breaking things.
Well, yes, we are. Yeah, hopefully not going to see. Well, who knows?
BFM's all right, eh? You guys going anywhere?
Yeah,
sweet.
I think we're good.
Get yourselves a B card. 95bfm.com/sign up.
If you haven't got a B card at this point, what are you even freaking doing listening to the station? Get it.
I mean, do keep listening, but also get a B card. Why not?
I don't know.
We've become the angel and the devil on Tess's shoulders here.
We're good.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Cool.
We're good. Hey, Tim, thank you very much for that.
Always a pleasure.
I'm sure that there'll be plenty more to talk about next week, because it seems that the punches just keep coming at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers very much.
Bye-bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM. And